Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Turning Ground, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Out there in the darkness, I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. Oh, the water runs high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. That woman I loved, she left me this morning. No one to love. One night on the banks of a river, I sit there holding hands and making our vow. Swore we'd never part, oh, be happy forever. But a little love she's found, she's gone from me now. Oh, the water runs high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. That woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love.
For radio listeners, I talk a lot about, you know, the big upright basses. We have a very unique upright bass tonight. It's electric, but yet playing it as an upright bass. So tell us a little bit about that and how you came to play bass.
I used to play in a band. I had my own band back whenever I was 16.
Kayla Ambergy.
I played rhythm guitar and couldn't keep a bass player. So we had a rhythm guitarist, and I told Dad, I said, well, teach me how to play bass, and I'll play bass in it. So then I went to ETSU, and I learned a lot there in the bluegrass seminar there. Kind of been playing since that. The bass I'm playing is an NS design. I have a 53K, but it's a little big to carry around, and I don't carry it around. They do, so
it's as easy to carry around as a Volkswagen. It really is.
But it
sounds great.
When I started with the band, I was pregnant, and my husband was working, so he couldn't really lug it around for me, so they was lugging it.
So you're blaming it on us now?
No.
This is all new to me.
Let me get to the point. Okay. So after I had my baby, you know, you got the car seat, you got the carrier, you have to have a stroller.
There we go.
You got to have all these things, and I'm not blaming it on my child. I'm just trying to make everything a little bit more room efficient for everybody. So a friend of mine had this bass, and he didn't need it anymore, so he sold it to me and kind of just playing it now. I love it. So
I think she does a great job. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've
and fighting with these sheets again. I can't make myself lie still. My pillowcase is soaking wet, and yet I feel a chill. It takes all I can do these days to just survive the night. It gets crazy when a man can't get that woman off his mind. It's 8 o'clock, it's almost 4 a.m. My mind keeps painting pictures of you out loving him. I just crushed a Dixie cup for running out of wine. It gets crazy when a man can't get that woman off his mind. When a man can't shake memory if he runs hot and cold and blind. Well, he hates her, then he loves her, then he hates her one more time.
Nathan wrote this song, and we have a lot of requests for this tune, and it holds a special spot in my heart. My grandmother, I lost a grandmother in October of this past year, and we sang this at her funeral. It was very difficult for me, but it really tells a story, and I feel like this song fell out of heaven right into Nathan's lap. It's called Lay Me Down.
This old world not gonna last here forever, and this earthly body is gonna soon wear down. There's a master in heaven who watches over me. I got my name in the Lamb Book of Life, I've been set free.
for so long. This world's heartaches and pain. But I've received my ticket on that heavenly train. If you want to see me, you better call on him. For he's the only way, he's the truth and the life. Oh, my friend, when they lay me down, close my eyes asleep, and you gather around me, don't weep for me. I'm on my way home. I've got a brand new song. Remember me.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Turning Ground on Red Barn Radio.
Way off in the distance, hear the whistle blow. Shackle down to my last meal, the last place I will go. Well, build the count is high, what the judge said. After losing in a poker game, left him for dead. Well, sitting around a table, big poker game. I took all the money, left the poor judge in shame. As he reached for his pistol, never leave alive. He ain't high, but I shot twice with two holes in his side. Lock me in prison over some old foolish game. Gonna hang me in the morning, never see the light of day. They thought they had me, I called the bluffer in that game. I may swing tomorrow, they'll have to dig to grave. Never see the light of day. They thought they had me, I called the bluffer in that game. I may swing tomorrow, you'll have to dig to graves. I may swing tomorrow, you'll have to dig to graves.
Go to the claws down here. You've been playing for a long time out of Memphis, and I came to Kentucky and clawing the hammer.
My dad was in the Navy for 20 years, retired in 85, and he's originally from Kentucky. I was born in Memphis while he was stationed there. So in 85, when he retired, we moved back to Kentucky, and at the time, I was listening to the heaviest metal you could find. Yes. Motley Crue, Kiss, you name it, I was listening to it.
Mike Daniels.
when he first retired, looked while waiting for a job to put an electronics shop in. Come in from school one day, and he traded for a little cheap Global banjo. Came in the shop, and he's playing it. He played the old two-finger style, like my grandfather did and three generations before. And I thought it was kind of, you know, interesting, so I started picking it up and messing around a little bit with it. He walked in one day, and he said, keep it up. He said, you keep playing like that, I'll break every finger you got. He said, you're going to be the first one to learn how to play it right. Luckily, he did CB work for a guy named Sam Spaulding from Marbone, West Virginia. So when Sam would come over to get his gear worked on, I actually would sit and he started showing me some stuff. So that's how I got started on the banjo.
And you didn't lose or get any fingers broken in the process?
No, I've not had a finger broke yet. Knock on some wood real quick, because there you go.
Just keep playing it right, and nobody will come and break your fingers.
Mike has played with some...
Go ahead and tell him how old I am. Go ahead. You love doing it. Tell him.
You just turned 21, right?
Yeah, a few times.
A few times.
Yeah, dirt was invented for him to play with it.
Yeah.
So.
I tell everybody my Social Security numbers and Roman numerals, so... Yeah. I've played with Hilo Brown, Emma Smith, Melvin Goins, a lot of regional bands.
Now he's with us, so we're happy to have him. And again, he does a great job. I think he does. So everybody give Mike a round of applause.
I'll pay you for that later.
Yeah.
I'm kind of homesick for a country in which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. In Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday
the Arnetts.
I'm an Arnett.
net, and he's our nut.
Sometimes you feel like a, you know, bluegrass and traditional music seem to be a familial thing. A lot of people pick up their instruments, or at least the love of music. You might pick up a guitar and end up on a mandolin, pick up a mandolin or a banjo, end up, you know, playing drums for a metal band. Everybody goes through that teenage rebellion, but music is a little different. If music grabs you inside, you're gonna love it. It's not like somebody's just shoving it down and saying, hey, you've gotta play this, you've gotta play that. You've gotta truly have the love for it. And when you have a family that's playing together and everybody loves music, I think it's pretty good. Tell us a little bit about playing together as a family band.
The Lord has blessed us and our family to play music. It's kind of a musical family. My dad sitting back there in the back, he thumps around a little bass and probably can sing bass. That's all I want him to sing. My mother sings and plays piano, and my grandma plays, and I got a younger brother that plays bass, and Jonathan plays, man. So we kind of just growed up playing music, butting heads. Me and Jonathan, we still butt heads this day. We started a little group years and years ago called Darn It Brothers and Company, and we played around local and things like that, and Jonathan was actually playing banjo. You were saying switching music. He played banjo and guitar. And
kind of split it one time. Me and Brian Russell, he was formerly from Cumberland Gap Connection, and now he plays for Hammertown. He plays bass. We started a band there at home called Bluegrass Station, and then my brother, he started a band called High Caliber Grass, and we kind of split up there, and then we found our way back to each other.
Ooh, that sounded...
Can we sing a song like that? Ooh.
Breaking up is easy, making up is hard.
Barbed wire and roses, you cut me so deep you don't even know.
Give it up one more time for Turning Ground. I'd like to thank our guest, Turning Ground, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Turning Ground Encore Section.
Pretty Polly, would you take me in kind?
for Kay Lamberge, Mike Daniels, Jonathan Arnott, Nathan Arnott. I'm Ralph Adams. We're turning around. We appreciate you guys so much.
He opened up her bosom as fine as any stone. He opened up her bosom, fine as any stone. Stabbed through the heart and the blood did overflow. I'm afraid of your ways. Well, we'll hey, little Willie, afraid of your ways. Where you've been rambling, Lord, lead me astray. Down to the jailhouse, and what did he say? He went to the jailhouse. What did he say? I killed pretty Polly and trying to get away.
Thank you guys so much. We love you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mike, Ralph, Nathan, Jonathan, and Kayla, Turning Ground, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.